Sexy Back, Justin Timberlake, Unmixed 97. It's 8:40 with the Mixed Morning Crew. I'm Sean Kelly with Ashley Harvey. And tonight I'm thinking it's going to be probably one of the hottest nights.
Ooh, more ways than one, Sean.
But coming up later this month, it's the coldest night for the Grace Inn.
Good segue.
Thank you. The Grace Inn Shelter is a big fundraising event planned. And Jody Jenkins reached out to us to get on the show. Mr. Jenkins is on the line. Good morning, Jody. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, good morning, Sean and Ashley. Happy Valentine's Day to each of you as well.
Anything special today with you and your lovely wife for Valentine's? You're going to maybe cook a nice turkey meal, or what do you got planned?
Actually, funny story. I don't want to take up a lot of time, but last night after school, my kids made me take to my three young kids, 10, 7, and 4, took them to Dollarama, where they got all the fixings I wasn't allowed to watch. And then they planned out our Valentine's dinner last night. So Domino's, they had a pink tablecloth. I had to give her a chocolate rose, so the kids were, and they served us. So they thought that was pretty good.
Oh, that sounds like a great family thing. Good stuff, Jody. Well done. So anyway, the coldest night of the year is coming up February the 24th. That's next Saturday.
Correct.
What's the deal?
So the Grace Inn Shelter, this is our third annual coldest night of the year walk. It's a big walk that runs across Canada, works with agencies and organizations that help the most vulnerable in our community, and we've been fortunate to be a part of it for 3 years. It's been running for a long time. It's a simple way to show unity. It's a simple way to show support for the most vulnerable in our city and in the Quinte region. And, of course, as you know, it's been a hot topic the last couple weeks with homelessness and addiction. So this is a great opportunity for people to come out and show their support by doing either a 2K or a 5K walk. We're going to have Starbucks coffee. Chilango's is giving out some soup. Just a real family-friendly opportunity to bring the kids out, go for a walk, and show that you do care about the most vulnerable and help us raise money that's going to offset the resources and programs that we offer at the Grace Inn.
We already looked on the website. You have 36 teams signed up already. Well done.
Yeah, we're pretty happy. We've set a lofty goal of raising $75,000. We're almost 40% there. I will say that in the last 10 days, which I think we're heading into, typically that's when we see the bulk of the donations start to come in. Walkers that have been fundraising start to turn in the money that they've raised. So we're expecting a good turnout. We're expecting some great results. And we're just happy overall with the support of the community. It's been off the charts, even during these turbulent times the last couple weeks. The outpouring of kind words and encouragement for our team has been nothing short of amazing.
All right. Individuals want to sign up or maybe get a group of folks from work. Where do they go?
They just go to cnoy.org. So cnoy.org. Find the Belleville location. And it's very user-friendly. You can either support a walker. You can click on and register to be a walker. You can even just show up on the 24th at the Grace Inn around 4 o'clock. Register on site. And we'd be more than happy to have you there. And, participate with us.
Well, I just wanted to get this in. Ashley and I were looking at some of the donors, the walkers. Soul Sisters, Nicole Clements, their team, over $1,800 raised. Jenna McTagg, $2,200 under John 14. Then there's the BTT Starbucks team, $295. Marie Galbraith, almost $4,600 they've raised.
Good for them.
Yeah, and I will say that Marie and her team are the North Front Starbucks crew. And an interesting story here, Sean, I think you'll find this impressive. There's 151 Starbucks in Canada challenging each other in this coldest night of the year walk.
Okay.
That North Front Starbucks in Belleville is the number one fundraising location in the country.
Very nice.
Wow, that's a great story. Marie and her team, well done, Starbucks.
Yeah, they've really gotten behind it. Most of the Starbucks staff in the community, all the locations, have toured the shelter. They have just really developed a passion for what the Grace Inn is doing, and we can't say enough about the support we've gotten from them.
All right, thank you for this, Jody. Appreciate it. Also, too, a friend of Mix Nation passed away last week. The funeral is tomorrow. Longtime politician at the municipal, provincial, and federal level, Daryl Cramp passed away, and I know you and Mr. Cramp were good friends over many years.
Yeah, I've known Daryl for a long time. Daryl was instrumental in you know, helping me in politics and kind of navigate my way. And one funny story, Sean, that you may or may not remember, but as you recall, when I was first hired by you and I ran for the NDP provincially, you used to get a kick out of having me in strange situations. And I remember one time I had to go out and interview Daryl, who was the Conservative candidate at the time. This is back in the early 2000s. And I was the NDP candidate. And I remember interviewing him at his, now I'll screw this up, but it was, I think it was a former carpet location on North Front Street. Okay. He had his campaign office in there. But one thing I'll say, Daryl didn't care about your background, about who you were. He treated everybody the same. And I'll never forget that. It didn't matter whether you disagreed, agreed, or whatever. He treated everyone the same. The guy's a legend, class act. And, yeah, everyone has said it, but we have lost a big piece of who we are in this region.
Thanks for that, Jody. Good luck with your Coldest Night campaign on February the 24th. That's a week Saturday. Appreciate this.
Take care. Thanks.
You know,